sensor, but most of the work was already done.
I'd like to congratulate you both on an outstanding EVA. It was a pleasure working with you. I'm a little jealous you guys were outside, but it's a lot of work on the inside, too.
Mike Fink, Endeavour astronaut, applauding fellow crew members Greg Shamatov and Drew Feustel. I'm Jason Walker, IRN USA Radio News.
The stock market. You're on the outside looking in.
Have you heard? Proactiv is
better than
ever.
As everybody else makes money.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
All you need is a little help.
Do you have trouble
skin? There was a simple way.
Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-644-7850. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try better than ever Proactiv solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-644-7850. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-644-7850. That's 1-800-644-7850.
Broadcasting live, it's the only national radio talk show on computers to air every weeknight, Computer America. Hosted by national columnist Craig Crossman. The first hour's behind us, but there's still more of tech news, tech talk, and your phone calls. We're being beamed nationwide by the Business Talk Radio Network, the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network, and on the internet at ComputerAmerica.com. You got computer problems? Bring them on. You're listening to Computer America. Computers run the world, and we run computers. Call us toll-free, 866-606-TALK. That's 866-606-TALK. Or send us an email to live at ComputerAmerica.com.
Hello and welcome into Hour 2 of the nation's longest-running, nationally syndicated radio talk show on computers and technology. This is the Computer America Show. And I'm your host tonight, Kerry Holzman. Craig Crossman has the night off, and joining me for both hours tonight, continuing on from hour one, obviously, when I said he was joining me for both hours, and this is hour two, is Mike Smith, host of the Mike Tech Show podcast. We're doing a little bit of a Friday night geek fest. We both Mike and I work as real, in-the-trenches computer technicians, and we're here to share some of the issues that we've had lately and how we went about resolving them or maybe still working on them. I understand, Mike, you said you had you're working on a system, a Windows 7 system that's freezing on you.
Yes, this is frustrating. A client called me. I've been working on this off and on for 2 weeks. He said his system freezes where everything will just stop and there's no random, there's no pattern to when it freezes. And he could go 3 days, he could go a week. Now it's happening a little more on a regular basis. So he said, Mike, I really need you to try to do some things because first I said, okay, we got to eliminate the possibility of malware. So, you know, did the combo fix, the malware bytes, super anti spyware, everything's clean. I really thought there was a hardware problem. So today I actually ran Memtest 86,
yeah,
let it really run for a while because I was also working on a client right next door. And while the test was running, no memory problem. Crystal Disk Info, the hard disk looks good. I ran, since it's a Dell system, I ran the Dell diagnostics that comes on that special partition. If you boot a Dell system, if it was installed from Dell or you preserved all the partitions, you can hit F12 before Windows boots, and you have a diagnostics option. So I ran the diagnostics. Processor's good. The video, which I'll get to in a second. Everything that you could possibly, that I could think of for testing hardware, I tested. So
why not call Dell? Didn't you say that's why you buy the Dells,
yes,
you don't have to do
yes,
this?
Yes, and you know, that's where we're at. But I figured Dell would just say, hey, run the diagnostics, you know. Well, I also checked the temperature because I was afraid, well, maybe it's getting too hot. And this system is only 2 months old, so it's fairly new computer, Optiplex from Dell. So I now think it's something within Windows. Well, here's what the last thing I tried before I left, and I'm now waiting for a couple days for him to try it and see if this solved the problem. I noticed that the video driver for the NVIDIA card was fairly old, even though this is a new system. So it was pretty far back in versions when it came. That's the default driver that Dell installed. So I upgraded him to the latest NVIDIA driver for the GeForce card just in case that it, you know, instead of using from the Dell site, this is from the NVIDIA site. And he did say that one screen one time locked because he has a dual monitor and the other one didn't. So I started thinking, well, maybe it's video. And that's the last thing that I've done. I went through all of the software possibilities, making sure, you know, the startup's clean from MSConfig, making sure there's nothing that some kind of a rogue program or something that's running. He predominantly lives in Word, Excel, and Internet Explorer.
That's pretty simple.
Yeah, I mean, really nothing else.
Yeah.
So it's not like there's funky software or some other things that have been installed. So that, you know, it's frustrating, and I know for my client, it's kind of funny. He's a retainer client for a couple hours a month, and he doesn't want to burn it, but yet knows, and it was so funny today when he said, you know, I'm having that problem. Next time you're out, Mike, I know you said for me to try to test the memory, but I couldn't burn the disk. So next time you're out, burn that for me, and just, you know, when you're going to be out here,
burn
because
what?
There's like, I'm sorry, MemTest 86.
Oh, okay.
The
well, listen, MemTest 86, I've learned the hard way, isn't the end-all, be-all. I had a customer system that was locking up randomly, and these intermittent problems are the most difficult to diagnose for any doctor, mechanic, or technician, right? Because how do you know if you fixed it, and how do you make it happen? And I replaced the motherboard, I replaced the power supply, I replaced everything but the RAM because the RAM kept passing MemTest 86. And it come to find out it was this high-end Corsair memory that would not work with auto settings in the BIOS. You had to manually put, and I told, once I figured this out, I told Corsair, I said, this is not what I meant to order. I meant to order good RAM, and I didn't mean to, I don't want to have to program the BIOS manually because if the battery gets lost, I'll forget, and we're going to go through this all over again. And I realized there's probably a price differential between this RAM and the RAM that does it automatically, and it's probably a price differential in my favor, but I will gladly just send you this memory back. If you would just send me back normal memory I can plug in that the BIOS can auto-recognize. And they said, no problem, and they did, and the problem went away. But I chased that problem for 6 months.
Oh. Someone in the chat, in the Mike Tech Show chat, just said something. And, you know, yeah, I should be ashamed for not doing this. You know, I have not done a visual check inside that system.
Well, yeah, you should be looking at cooling fans, make sure that they're all turning.
You
should
maybe blow the
dust and dirt out of it. Get yourself a leaf blower.
Well, no, yeah. But, no, I'm wondering, maybe there was some kind of, you know, even though the temperature read right on a, you know, the fan speed test, you know, software that I ran, there might be some kind of a thermal issue where, I don't know, maybe the heat sinks aren't right or something, you know, like
sometimes
there might be something misinstalled.
I mean, I've taken apart Xbox 360s where the thermal compound is just everywhere. They just goobed it on there, and it's. You don't need, obviously, you just need a very thin layer of it. Now, if you had a top deck tech station, you could just pull that motherboard out and put it right on there and
see,
start fidgeting
that's
around.
Where, yep, exactly. And that's, see, that's where I'm heading, where I'm looking at that. And but you're right. The first call has to be, you know, Dell, just to let them, you know, go through the paces, you know. And I'm just afraid they're going to say reinstall Windows, you know. And that's just, you know, I don't want to do that. Because now there's hard disk encryption involved because this is from a financial organization that their parent company has requirements. So I don't want to get into redoing the system if I don't have to, because that's going to be, you know, long and tedious. So I guess I'm still looking for things to try. But, you know, now I know I got to have a flashlight, open it up, and I'm going to wait to hear how he's running for the next 2 days. And if he still has the lockup problem, I'm heading out there. I'm going to open up the box, check it out, and then call Dell and then start taking it from the next step. And that was sort of my game plan for next week if he has the problem. But what was interesting, my client told me to first, don't worry about coming out. An hour later, and I'm already getting ready to get heading to that office because this office has three clients of mine all on the same floor in the building. And I'm already heading to a client that's next door. And he doesn't know that. And he says, Mike, I really need you to come out today and take a look at this. And I said, I'm on my way. And that was real cool. So I spent, you know, half my morning out there working on a couple clients, which is always nice when you have them in a row like that. And I could be running something on one, and they all understand because they're all in the same kind of shared office space. And I can, you know, go back and forth. And then usually another client grabs me, oh, while you're here, can you look at this? And that's, you know, that's all time that's charged to the retainer, you know, against the retainer for them. So it's nice when I have visits like that. But
that's a great way to get retainer clients, too, is once you have your first one, if they're in an industrial park or an office building and you've got a few extra moments of time, stop by those neighboring offices and say, hey, listen, I'm not here to bother anybody. I just want to introduce myself. I'm the technician next door around the corner and doing some great work for them. I know I can save you some money, and let me give you my card. And maybe you're happy with the guy you have now, but maybe you're not happy with what he charges.
You're going to love this story. You're going to love this.
This is a great way. But here's the added benefit. You're there anyway. So, and you let them know that. You go, look, I'm coming here anyway. So, it's no big deal for me to stop by your office too when I'm over here. What's your story?
Exactly. You're going to love this, and how I may be picking up an old client that I lost touch with. I'm at an office, and, you know, there's a lot of offices in this building, and I'm visiting, and I had to go to the bathroom after I was done. So I was looking for the men's room on the floor, and I'm looking, and I see the name of a client that was a client of mine a couple years past, a law firm, a small law firm, and we lost touch when I got laid off. I sent them all my contact information, and I helped them, you know, on the side after hours and evenings, like I did all my clients at that time. Right. And they kind of we lost touch, and they moved, and I didn't know where they moved to. And, well, here's what happened. I walk in, I knock, and they're like, Mike, what are you doing? You know, we're talking. They thought that I went back into the corporate world after I was laid off and that I was not consulting anymore.
Yeah, people make assumptions. They could have picked up the phone and asked or sent an email and asked.
And nobody has been helping them with IT. They have the same server, same systems, and they had just moved. And now there's an opportunity where they want to move everything to the cloud, their email, their file storage, the app. And we're now talking again. And it was just like, what an unbelievable coincidence, you know, in that happening. And it was, and I just, you know, seized the opportunity and walked in, and it was great. It was like we picked up where we left off,
you know,
and 2 years had passed by.
You talk about the teacher becoming the student. When you first started this and I was giving you the idea of retainers and you were a little reluctant and then you finally saw the light, currently have three retainer clients. How many?
I have 10.
And I've been doing this for longer than you have. How many do you have?
I have 10 retainer clients.
You're killing me.
And one possibly really big one, which is the one I was talking about with all those clone machines that were built. So I'm looking forward to that.
Guess I'm going
to
come work for you. Hey, listen, we're going to take another break. And if you have a comment, a question, or you'd like to join us, 866-606-8255, or join us in our chat room at computeramerica.com. We'll take a quick break and come right back. Stay with us.
If you're a business owner and you want to grow your business through direct mail with no out-of-pocket costs, keep listening. More customers equal more money, right? Well, now you can get more customers in your store using direct mail with no upfront costs through foot traffic marketing. If your store does $10,000 or more a month in credit card sales, foot traffic marketing will design for you a custom direct mail campaign with no upfront costs. Call now for free information and to learn more. 800-600-3600.
800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. Again, if you know that direct mail can help your business grow and your store already does at least $10,000 or more in credit card sales, call now and learn how you can get more customers with no upfront costs. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I know you need the Total Transformation Program to turn around your child's behavior, but for some reason you haven't tried it. Maybe you're skeptical and doubt that it will work for you and your child. Listen, I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of the Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. You get the program for free, and I get the satisfaction of knowing how the Total Transformation helped your child. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation Program works for every behavior problem imaginable, and it'll be free to 1,000 of my most skeptical customers.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402. That's 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402.
Twenty-one minutes after the hours, we continue on with the Computer America Show, live on the Business and the Lifestyle Talk Radio Networks, and broadcasting around the world through the web at ComputerAmerica.com. Mike, we have a couple emails.
Okay.
This one's from Bill, who writes to me, attention, Carrie Holzman, I have to thank you. I have been purchasing components for a computer build for about 8 months, and I finally received all of them. This is my first computer build, and I've been wanting to do this for a long time, but I was quite apprehensive about the project. I have had all the components for about 2 weeks and was putting off the start because of really being nervous about doing this for the first time. I would pull all the components out, stare at them, and then put them away. This went on for about 8 days. Then I found one of your videos on YouTube. It was a two-hour video hosted by you, where you assembled a gaming computer. The video was very instructional and informative, and it gave me the motivation that I needed to get my components out and actually do my build. Thanks to you, I had no problems. My system is an Intel Core i7-960 with a DXS02X58 LGA1366R motherboard, a Corsair TX850 power supply, a Corsair Dominator DDR3 RAM 8 gigs, Power Color Radeon HD 6850 1GB GDDR5 video card, Sound Blaster X5 Titanium Fatality sound card, LG Blu-ray, Western Digital Velociraptor 300GB 10,000 RPM SATA 3GB per second hard drive, and a Cooler Master HAF mid-tower, which is a really nice case, he says. It's great. Thanks for your video. It did what it was intended to do. Thanks, Bill. P.S. I forgot to mention, I am 63 years old. Took a long time to get up to get the nerve to do this. Well, congratulations, Bill. That's wonderful, and that's what the video's intended to do, is to motivate you to do it and to show you it's not rocket science. It is like adult Lego. It's a lot of fun, and I'm sure it'll be the first of many builds. And another email just came in. It says, Carrie and Mike, not going to use Wi-Fi because of interference problems that I have no control over, so going to use Ethernet cable. I understand Cat 6A is the latest standard, so I am buying 6A. My question is, I only need about 35 feet, but I figured if I buy 50 feet, I should buy 50 feet so I have the additional length if I need it in the future. Any problems with this? I know that USB cables have severe limitations on length. Question, loss of signal with 50 feet of Ethernet cable? Thank you. This is from Steve. Ethernet cables can be run, what, 300 meters?
300 feet. Yeah, well, you have 300 feet for a standard Ethernet cable, where beyond 300 feet, then you need a repeater.
Is it 300 feet or 300 meters?
300 feet.
You're sure?
Positive.
There you go. Now, 300 feet is what, the length of three? No, it's not 3 foot, but it's 1 football field, no. Isn't it?
No, that's 100 yards is
a little over 300 feet. It's about that, 3 feet to a yard, right?
Okay. Yeah, I guess okay. That's good. Yep. Now 300 feet. I've been
okay. I just got corrected. 100 meters is what the Ethernet cables are good for,
which is about 300 feet.
Yes.
Now I've gotten to 350, 375. On a line that had to be run, and I had no trouble. So
you may not be getting the speeds that you could be getting.
Correct. But it can work, and it depends on, you know, what switch you're plugging into.
Well,
what's the network card.
100 meters. This is KY engineer in our chat room. Says it's 100 meters, which is 330 feet. So if you ran, it sounds like you ran a cable about 330 feet.
Yep.
But it doesn't sound like you really exceeded it.
No, you're that's, but you can sometimes get, you know, not, depending on the situation, you can go further, you know, the quality of the cable.
All right, so if you have 35 feet of cable, if you only need 35 feet and you got 50 feet of cable, any concern?
No.
Not at all.
None. So distance is not an issue.
And does it matter if he's buying Category 6A versus Category 5E or Category 5?
Nope. I still use Category 5E for everything.
Yeah.
You know, Gig, they say, I mean, Gigabyte is certified. You know, you can run Cat 5E for,
yep,
you know, Gigabyte.
I do.
Yeah, and with no trouble. If I was wiring a new facility, I would run Cat 6E, okay? If I was running new cable, just to be on top of every, you know, the latest, greatest standard. One thing I've noticed as we talk about Ethernet, and boy, I ran through this last year, shielded versus unshielded, depending on interference. It takes a lot for you to have to run shielded Cat 5 cable. Please do the proper testing because it's not worth the expense. Cat 6 shielded is extremely expensive by a major factor, you know, like, you know, instead of $5, it's $50, you know, it's very, very inexpensive. So, I just always, you know, I suggest, you know, Cat 5E, you know, running at best, if you can, you do Cat 6. So I don't see where the problem is now.
Well, it just becomes a question if you need plenum cable. That's where it gets really expensive. Plenum is the cable that when it burns, it will not release a toxic smoke and is required for a lot of business buildings and restaurants and such in a lot of municipalities. Okay, so I just wanted to – let's see. We got one from Carl. Says he really enjoyed the Rent-A-Geek show. We had Rent-A-Geek on, and they had an infected computer, and they didn't tell me about it till a half an hour into the show. And said, "Oh, you want to try and clean it in 30 minutes? Okay." And I ran Hitman Pro on it, and then I ran Malwarebytes, and it was 100% clean. It was that easy. He says, "I really enjoyed that Rent-A-Geek show, Kerry. Very informative, and I can't believe that MSI, Gigabyte, Asus, Thermaltake, Sapphire, etc. are not promoting their products on your show. Considering your worldwide listeners, keep up the good work." Carl's in Yorkshire in the UK. And, well, never say never. We've certainly had Gigabyte, Asus, and MSI at Thermaltake on the show. So you never know when that goes. We do, of course, have Logitech as a sponsor, Intel's a sponsor, Newegg's a sponsor, and Iolo Technologies, who makes System Mechanic, is a sponsor of the show as well. And sponsors, some come and go. Logitech's been with us forever. Intel's been with us a long time, too.
Yeah, well, we talked about in hour one, I love Logitech. I just, every product I'm surrounded with, you know, is Logitech. My keyboard I'm looking at right now, the illuminated keyboard. You know, I talked about this before. I bought that keyboard the day, Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, Logitech illuminated. I was watching it for
$79.
I bought it for $29.
That's a bargain. I was at the Fry's Electronics store, and I was looking for a little portable mouse wireless to use with my laptop, and they had a Logitech you know, it's a smaller mouse, and it has the adapter plugs in underneath the mouse. It was $15. It was normally like $25. It was on sale. I figured, okay, I'll buy it. And when I was checking out, the cashier said, oh, you know, there's an $8 rebate for this. And I was like, great. So I got the $8 rebate. You fill out the form online. They're doing a thing now where you say you can take 10% of the money if you send it within a week. They speed up the processing. So I got like $7.20 on a card 7 days later. Hey, we're going to be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Robert Reese with the CEO Show Minute, where we connect you with America's top CEOs on Business Talk Radio Network. First this.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Robert Reese with the CEO Show Minute here with Shelley Lazarus, chairman and longtime CEO of Ogilvy & Mather. Shelley, talk about ideas.
There are certain ideas that people just get really excited about. And so you have to then defend them, believe in them, drive them with all the emotion and intellect that you have, because otherwise they're not going to live. You look at it and you go, wow, that's a fabulous idea. And, you know, the next thing is to just make sure that they've developed it enough that you can then present it to another group of people and they can see it and understand it and get passionate about it themselves.
It's like giving birth.
It is. It's as exciting.
Thanks, Shelley. I'm Robert Reese speaking with Shelley Lazarus, chairman and longtime CEO of Ogilvy & Mather, about the need to defend ideas. The CEO Show Minute is a new show. We'd love your feedback. Email me directly at robert@ceoshow.com.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-644-7850. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-644-7850. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-644-7850. That's 1-800-644-7850.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Neil from Richmond writes, if you're traveling at the speed of light and you turn your headlights on, what happens?
Well, Neil, let me answer your question with a question. If you're traveling at the speed of Geico.com, which is quite close to the speed of light, and you pay your bill online, what happens? You could save time. Lots of time.
So there you have it, Neil. Keep those headlights on and that policy updated.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy feet coming through.
This week, get Bumblebee Solid White Tuna for 77 cents and L'Oreal Mascara for $5.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I know you need the Total Transformation Program to turn around your child's behavior, but for some reason you haven't tried it. Maybe you're skeptical and doubt that it will work for you and your child. Listen, I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of the Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child.
and the program will be free. You get the program for free, and I get the satisfaction of knowing how the total transformation helped your child. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation Program works for every behavior problem imaginable. And it'll be free to 1,000 of my most skeptical customers.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402. That's 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402.
Thirty-five minutes after the hour, continuing on with Mike Smith, host of the Mike Tech Show podcast, and we're talking a little bit of a Friday night geek fest. We talk a bit about some of the latest technology knots we've had to untangle, and just going through some emails we've received. I see an email here. It says, "Great show Wednesday, May 4th on aligning XP SATA drives." And the interview with the $300 HDD recovery artist, Brian Cometa. Yeah, there's a guy, he's got a hard, Mike, I don't know if you heard about it, the $300datarecovery.com or 300DDR.
Yes. I've heard of it, but I haven't explored it.
It sounds like a great deal if he can do it. Accidental freezer recovery. I refer to, people who stick their hard drives in the freezer. So is that an old Dell P4 4600 system with both IDE and two SATA? Or probably SATA 1 connectors. Blue screen IDE drive won't read. Frozen overnight. Booted on a Kronos 10 CD and cloned it. Subsequent to that experience a year ago, I bought 4 spare SATA drives for 2 DT PCs, whatever DT means, and made up fresh install clones and running clones, 2 bootable clones each. I rotate the running image drives every few months. Of course, documents, photo, sound, and video data is backed up to 3 or 4 further stages of storage and isolation. It is the tedious rebuilding of my desktops and setup options and 20 or so application reinstallations that annoys me the most. I agree with you.
Yeah.
I'm amazed that installing a SATA drive has become so complex. I never had any knowledge or paid the slightest attention to any of the SATA jumpers or sector alignment topics you discussed, and I dread the coming end of XP. I'd love to see a clone of the XP interface on Linux Boogaloo. I have a media HDMI DVI pet peeve. I find streaming media from Netflix and other sources to have roaring audio RFI, background rumble, hiss, and distortion. This noise and RFI is generated over the RCA audio out, and I get this on 2 separate, completely different PCs with integrated sound. I have high-end ADCOM stereo, which is clear and clean with all other audio sources. Friends tell me they also get streaming background noise with discrete sound cards of high quality. I have not as yet gotten digital sound over HDMI. Do you get annoying artifacts over your media streaming input? Does a separate media set-top box, like a Roku box, isolate the media output from the FCC incompetence? I have a fundamental argument against meaningless changes of product exterior, design, interface design, frivolous fashion design, etc. Functional design, yes. Pointless hope and change, no. Everything that needs to be said and done with 90% of tools, vehicles, and appliances is, and I this is a French word, I guess, fait accompli. Move on to more important subjects. Nothing funnier than the current crop of fake bull. Vardier mock racing motorcycles that look like mantis insects in mating posture. I suppose these ridiculous contortions are fine for posers who never ride long distances. Well, okay. I use the WDTV Live streaming box, and the Live Plus will do Netflix. I don't have any. My audio is clear. There's no interference, and it's all connected through one HDMI cable. I'm sure you're right that the interference is coming from your RCA audio out cables. You shouldn't be using those anymore. A single HDMI with digital audio, that's the only way to go.
Yep. Now, I use an Apple TV, hacked, of course, and I have an optic. I use the audio optical out to a Bose speaker system, and then HDMI to my flat screen. I have a 47-inch Samsung, and I love my Apple TV. Works great. And it's version, it's the not the newest version, it's the version, the previous version that had a hard drive installed, because now they made them smaller, $99, and they don't have a hard drive. I don't like that. I like a hard drive. I actually FTP content to the Apple TV and then play it. And I can play any content, not just content from iTunes. So it's very cool to be able to easily revert back if you have to, because you could just boot up your Apple TV. If, like, let's say you hack it, you do something, you install the Linux version of the operating system that I'm running on it, and something goes wrong, and it did once way back, you can boot up with a certain sequence of holding the controller, and it resets it to the factory default. So it's great. I was able to start again. So I didn't lose anything. But my audio's, fine, but I'm using the optical. The only thing I have, if you buy cheap optical cables, I gotta worry about them slipping off. Like I have an optical switch box, because I have three different components that use the optical audio. And because of that, I only had one source, which is the Bose speaker. So I needed a switch box, and it's a manual switch box. I have to get up and hit the button to actually switch it. And I went through a bunch of switches and cheap switches, and they didn't work. So I had to put some money out for that box. But I don't know what he's complaining about with the audio problem.
I'm sure it's the RCA outs. That's what it's got to be.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
Because that's the worst. You want to go, optical's the best, then HDMI, then, at worst, the RCA if you have to for the audio. But that's the one nice thing about HDMI, where it's doing the video and the audio. I've never had a problem with, I know my kids have the Xbox with HDMI, and my Blu-ray player. I mean, everything's, running great. I complicate things when I say, okay, now I got the HDMI for the audio, for the video, but now I run the optical cable. So someone like my wife wants to watch something, and I'm one of those guys with the complicated, okay, well, you have to hit this button and this sequence in order to get the audio, and then something else for the video. And she's like, forget it.
I'm guilty of that. But not quite that bad, but there are five remotes and three main ones. Well, speaking of TVs, Myrtle writes to us from Portland, Oregon, and says, Carrie, here is your challenge. By the way, Mike, I guess it's your challenge too now. Okay. We currently have an old 27-inch LCD television in our living room, and we want to upgrade to a 42 or 46-inch LCD, and we have a limit of about $700, and we need help. Background, the TV is about 13 feet away, and we use a computer with a tuner card with basic cable going into that. And by basic, I mean we get local channels and a few added freebies. We don't watch the 24/7 Food Network or Paint Dry channel, whatever. We have Comcast cable, so we get Netflix and Hulu and all the good stuff. The picture is about a C-. We want the most bang for a buck. We do not want to increase our cable bill for more channels. Do we forget the computer and get a Roku? Do we need a 1080p or a 720 okay? Do we need rabbit ears and a digital box for getting local channels in HD? Thanks, Mert. Well, Mert...
Go ahead. Let me try... Let me...
Go ahead.
I can't see spending any money on 720p. I don't get it. I don't understand. You got to go.
Not unless the TV is 32 inches or smaller, because you'll never see 1080 on it anyway.
Right. So go, if you want to get a bigger screen, and you can, having a budget of seven something for the budget, that's actually, you can get a 47-inch TV. There's
okay. Yeah, but you shouldn't just because you can. I wouldn't recommend Vizios. I'm going to recommend.
Really?
Samsung. Target's got a Samsung 40-inch LCD TV. It sells for $799, and when it goes on sale a couple times a year at $549. It's a bargain. And my sister was at Fry's Electronics. I don't know if they have those in Portland, Oregon, but they had an ad in the paper. It said, today only, major manufacturer, 42-inch TV, $499, LED TV. And so she went there. And they didn't have it on the sales floor. And she said, where's this major, quote-unquote, major manufacturer LED TV that's 42 inches, that's $499? She goes, oh, we have it in the back room. It's an LG. She's like, you've got to be kidding me, an LG. Now, this TV retails, the cheapest I can find it online is $700. It was a one-day-only deal, but, you know, places like Best Buy or Fry's, I try, they do this stuff all the time. You got to watch the ads.
Also, Newegg, and look for weekends now on Newegg right now, and that's N-E-W-E-G-G.com. They have great weekend blockbuster sales, and I've seen the 46-inch Samsung under $800, and so, the one I have. You could get an older model that maybe, you know, is a leftover that they're trying to get rid of, and it still does 1080p.
Yeah, but here's what you got to watch out for. Samsung offers the 40-inch. Right during the holiday season this year, there was a 40-inch Samsung TV for $499. And the reason it was $499 is it had one HDMI input and nothing else. And I would avoid that. I would make sure you get at least two HDMI inputs, a VGA input, and a USB input.
Yes. But
even if you don't need it today, even if you don't need it today, you could, you know, your needs can change over the years, and it's great to have it. And as for getting your local channels in HD, yeah, depending on how strong you are to the radio signals, like here in where I live in Phoenix, we live in a valley, so the signals are really good because they're on the mountaintops broadcasting across the valley. So a pair of rabbit ears does a great job bringing in HD channels. And you'll get, like, we used to get, like, one ABC channel. You'll get, like, three. You'll get your ABC channel A, B, and C oftentimes. So you could end up with... Well, I'll explain more when we come back. I'm just running out of time. We've got one more segment left. This is Computer America. Buddy List winner coming up.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in our walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles.
And do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving, because women move the world.
The thing about hemorrhoids is, they don't just bother you at home. On a plane, the pain can be nonstop to Seattle. On a train, you can have a little burning back there in your own caboose. But now, just carry new Preparation H Totables. Discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes for the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. New Preparation H Totables. The Anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think nobody's home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-789-3377. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-789-3377. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement, $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-789-3377. That's 1-866-789-3377.
If you're a business owner and you want to grow your business through direct mail with no out-of-pocket costs, keep listening. More customers equal more money, right? Well, now you can get more customers in your store using direct mail with no upfront costs through foot traffic marketing. If your store does $10,000 or more a month in credit card sales, foot traffic marketing will design for you a custom direct mail campaign with no upfront costs. Call now for free information and to learn more. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. Again, if you know that direct mail can help your business grow and your store already does at least $10,000 or more in credit card sales, call now and learn how you can get more customers with no upfront costs. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I know you need the Total Transformation Program to turn around your child's behavior, but for some reason you haven't tried it. Maybe you're skeptical and doubt that it will work for you and your child. Listen, I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of the Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. You get the program for free, and I get the satisfaction of knowing how the total transformation helped your child. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation Program works for every behavior problem imaginable, and it'll be free to 1,000 of my most skeptical customers.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402. That's 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-644-7850. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-644-7850. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-644-7850. That's 1-800-644-7850.
Minutes after the hour, this is the Computer America Show. This is our final segment of tonight's edition of the show, and the last show of the universe, of the world, because apparently the world is ending tomorrow, and that will be the end of Computer America.
I'll be at the Phillies game when the world ends.
If on the odd chance that the world does not end as scheduled, we will be back on Monday, just in case. Mike, we have to announce our buddy list winner. Each and every Friday, we draw a name randomly from a list of our show newsletter subscribers, which we call our buddy list. When you sign up for it, we don't spam you. We don't do anything bad with your email address. We don't share it or sell it or trade it with anybody. And it tells you who's scheduled to appear on the show that week. It's an email we send out on Mondays. It also tells you the previous buddy list winner in case you missed the Friday show. Could look for your name in there, and you're automatically re-entered every single week. You don't have to do anything but just wait for your name to be called. Like, for example, Dan Hess. Dan Hess wins a Logitech Wireless K350. It's a wireless keyboard that features Logitech's Comfort Wave design and power packed with up to a 3-year battery life using just regular old off-the-shelf alkaline batteries. It's got a retail value of $59.99. And Dan Hess, congratulations, you're this week's buddy list winner. You want to win like Dan just did? Get signed up today. Go to ComputerAmerica.com on the left side of the page. It says, get on our buddy list. Put in your name and your email address. That's all we need. Hit the submit button and there'll be a confirmation that verifies it is in fact you signing yourself up. Somebody's not signing you up on your behalf without your permission. Once you do that, that's it. You're good to go. It's just a matter of time before we announce your name. And hey, get signed up for a monthly contest. If you're in the United States, the monthly contest, we're giving away 5 great, wonderful prizes, awesome prizes from Logitech. Everything from webcams and keyboards to the first prize, $250 Harmony One Universal Remote Control. And along with every prize, every winner will also get a copy of System Mechanic from Iolo Technologies, the PC tune-up experts. It's a 1-year license, and you can actually download System Mechanic for 30 days, fully working. It's not crippled in any way, shape, or form, and use it to take advantage of tuning your system, cleaning it up, and getting it to run at its best performance. Free, 30 days. So you don't have to wait for your name to be called to be a winner to use it, just that you get the 1-year license as a winner to the monthly contest. And all the details for that are at ComputerAmerica.com. Essentially, all you're doing is you're just going to open an email, put in your full name, your mailing address, your phone number, and send it to contest@computeramerica.com. You only need to send one email. If you entered the contest previously, you'll have to re-enter. We throw away all the entries after we, at the end of each contest, this, the buddy list doesn't count. The buddy list, you're automatically re-entered. But the monthly contest, you enter it, and then if we, after we draw the winners, if you weren't one of the winners, go ahead and send us another email and get yourself re-entered and get another chance at winning.
Pretty cool.
And we're just talking about TVs beforehand, and here's why I don't like Vizio. Every time I walk into Costco, seemingly somebody is in the customer service line returning one. That's why I don't like it. And I was I was walking through Costco just the other day, and they had Avatar playing on an LED. I think it was an LG or a Samsung TV, and it looked like it was in 3D. It wasn't.
Oh, yes.
But it was
Samsung.
Amazing.
So
it was an $1,800 TV, though. And here's the thing. I don't recommend – the reason I'm not bringing up Sony, I know Sony makes these great line of televisions. They're expensive. So for the best bang for the buck, I think Samsung and LG – are the way to go. What's your opinion?
Well, I love Samsung, and you're going to like this. My client today, he now remember, I guess it was like money no object, 55-inch LED Samsung, the most gorgeous display that I've ever seen, $3,000 hanging on his office wall, and it is gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. And it's I've never seen a TV with a silver trim.
Oh, Samsung does that, and it's got the Samsung logo lights up in blue, and you can actually go into the TV menu and turn that off if you find it annoying.
Yes, and the buttons, you hit, you just move your hand underneath, and a panel drops down.
Oh, that's cool.
It is so cool.
I got to tell you and something. My neighbor got one of these Samsung TVs a couple of years ago. They broke into his house and they stole it. And I kept telling him, you got to mount this on your wall, man. It's not only going to look better, it's going to make it much more difficult to steal. My sister had, and she might still have it, she's got, it's like a 35-inch, 36-inch CRT widescreen. It weighs 200 pounds. And she lives in an apartment on the third floor. And she put a message up on Craigslist that said, if you come and get it, give me $20, and you take it and you bring it down three flights, you can have it.
Yep.
Not a single response.
We barely got my 35-inch CRT, which I swear was 500 pounds. I mean, there was three of us trying to get it out. I put it out front. Just I didn't even get a chance to go on Craigslist and say, like, you know, free to a good home, you know, just come by. Someone came by in a pickup, and boom, it was gone. Two guys got out. I was like, whoa, we just put it out. It was great because I just had to get rid of it because – it actually wasn't working too well. This was over a year ago. I got a quick – that TV. Now you say, what do you get for $3,000? Have it a remote control that I swear looks like an iPhone. And it just, it's like an elongated,
wow,
larger iPhone. One of the coolest remotes that I ever seen come with a TV. That it looks like one of those big expensive remotes that you got to buy as a third party, you know, and then sync it up to your device. But –
Yeah,
definitely over the top.
People are mentioning Sharp. They make the Aquos and other lines. I don't buy Sharp products. I've had a very bad experience with every Sharp product I've ever bought. And even though Sharp may actually make the panels for other manufacturers, I will not buy a Sharp product and I will not recommend them. So, again, I'm going to say Samsung and LG are the only two choices for me.
LG, I can't get out of my head Lucky Gold Star. I'm
sorry.
I know.
But Samsung used to be, you know, that sort of cheap Korean generic brand before they... LG, we've got an LG, what did we buy? What, LG washer and dryer, just as the price was right. And I've been very, very happy with them. No problems. And of course, we don't have any kids. We only do a couple loads of laundry a week. But, hey, listen, we're just out of time, Mike. People want to hear the Mike Tech Show. What do they do?
Oh, go to MikeTechShow.com and subscribe to the show. It's free, and you can listen to the audio and download it and... I'm live on Thursday nights at Eastern Time, 8 p.m.
Good to know. And, of course, the links are in the chat room for Mike Tech Show. And, of course, Tech Vets, the show Mike and I do together, although we haven't done one in some time. It's still alive and breathing.
Yep.
And
there's a pulse.
It has a pulse. We will be back on Monday. Have a safe, happy weekend. Thanks to my guest, Mike Smith, for joining me tonight, and to everybody listening and in the chat room. And, of course, to our board op, great job tonight. Thank you. Good night, and we'll see you on Monday. Good night, everyone.
The opinions you hear on the Business Talk Radio Network are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of this station, Business Talk Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Business Talk Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Investing involves risks. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about the Business Talk Radio Network, contact us at 203-323-7300. Or at our website, businesstalkradio.net.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Jason Walker. Coast Guard has suspended search operations for three people missing after their fishing boat was hit by a much larger cargo vessel. It happened on the edge of the Mississippi Sound Channel. Riot at a maximum security prison just east of Sacramento, California, sending at least six inmates to the hospital. Authorities say dozens of other prisoners suffered less serious injuries. Officials say that riot began as a fight between two men in an outdoor rec yard. NASA is calling on Endeavour's crew to take a close-up look at the damaged tile on the space shuttle's heat shield. High-resolution camera and a laser attached to a boom will be operated with the shuttle's robotic arm. NASA says it's making that examination out of an abundance of caution. IRN USA Radio News.
I have this dizzy feeling every time I get out of bed, like spinning. I don't know why. It's awful.
I get dizzy when I read or work on the computer.
I get lightheaded walking down a hall or aisle.
Or unsteady on my feet.
I lose my balance and get a little motion sick.
It's like vertigo. That dizzy feeling in a car, train, or airplane.
It's awful. An inner ear problem.
Most likely your vestibular system.
Now there's Zyvestra.
An amazing, fast-acting,
dual-action tabs and targeted cream you rub behind your ear.
Behind your ear.
And it works in an advanced, homeopathic way to relieve dizziness.
It relieves that vertigo feeling.
That dizzy feeling, gone.
Zyvestra is amazing. No more suffering from dizziness and queasiness.
Wake up with better balance.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Zyvestra. 1-800-773-9609. That's 1-800-773-9609. Stop the dizziness. Call 1-800-773-9609. That's 1-800-773-9609.
Prominent labor leaders are threatening to limit their campaign support for the Democrats, saying they're frustrated that Democrats in Washington are not pursuing the union agenda. AFL-CIO head Richard Trumka calling for, quote, an independent labor movement. California authorities have arrested a woman accused of trying to sell a moon rock for $1.7 million. Officials say the woman was taken into custody during an undercover sting operation. It's still not known how she got a hold of that rock. Testimony has